This is pretty cool. So we're at the Fat Pug at the Creator Podcast Workshop, and I've got three business owners here who are absolutely cracking, and we're going to have a little chat about some of the challenges that they face, or the main challenge that they face, and then we're going to come up with a solution of how to help them. So let's start. Let's go around this way. And if you wouldn't mind, just introducing yourself and your business to everybody who's listening.
Okay, my name's Sandra Garlick, and I am the founder of the Woman Who Awards and the Woman Who Network.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Next Hello, one. I am Louise Crane, and I run Complete Business Bureau, providing business support to other small business owners.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And last but not least.
Yeah, Kurt Pickstone, international dyslexic superhero.
And modest guy too. Modest guy too. So let's go around the room and let's talk about just the challenges that we face, and let's have an open discussion about how we can help. Is that all right?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. So start off.
Okay.
Well, Sandra.
One of the biggest challenges that I face with Woman Who at the moment is we're out there taking nominations for the Woman Who Awards, and it's getting women to understand that they can actually put themselves forward, put them in a place of confidence where they feel comfortable going through the process. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women actually feel that they're not good enough or they haven't achieved yet. So yeah. My challenge is getting women in business to understand that they are good enough and that they should put themselves forward, and it's a great process and it's great PR for their business.
Brilliant. And you're very supportive. We've had a chat before mm-hmm. about the support process that you've gone through.
It is. It's a whole journey, and over 80% of the women that put themselves in for the awards last year were actually nominated by other people.
Brilliant.
So what we're trying to do this year, nobody knows your business better than you, so it's much easier if you do your own nomination, enter yourself, and actually we hold your hand throughout the whole process, right from receiving that nomination, right through the interview process, the shortlisting, and also taking it that step further to the awards process and the follow-up as well. It's a whole year's follow-up and PR.
There's a lot of things going on.
There is.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
So has anyone got any kind of solutions or any kind of insights about this?
I think one of the things that we've spoken about in the workshop earlier today, actually, is just about how Sandra can get that message out to people that mm-hmm. it isn't a scary process, and actually, you know, people should shout about their achievements and where they've got to in business and how they've got there. And one of the things that we were talking about was actually podcasts themselves and how Sandra could use those as part of the marketing plan, just to get the message out there about how the process works. And make people feel a little bit closer to it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Just wondering, why do you think people have got a block about nominating themselves?
There's research been done about women in business and how they differ slightly to our male counterparts. And sometimes women aren't so keen to put themselves forward, don't recognise their achievements. They just see that as part of their business. Mm. So actually starting a business is a huge achievement. Many women are on their second or third careers. That's a huge achievement. And perhaps it's just recognising the fact that you've actually achieved something, whereas sometimes we don't tend to shout about it as much as you guys.
I think there's a lot of men the same, but yeah, I agree with that females are less likely to be out there because of the male bravado stuff. But I think it's a very British thing, isn't it? Very British thing, yeah. Not to, we're taught and we're programmed from being quite young to blend in, and we're not, mm-hmm. if you look at our counterparts across the pond, they're quite happy to be hoorah, we're marvellous, and bang the table and get stuck in, aren't they?
Yeah. Love a good high five.
There's a different culture in there. Different culture in
there. High five.
But I think it's trying to educate people it's okay to nominate yourself. Like we said before, I nominated myself for an award last year because I was
the right... Did you win that, by the way?
I did win that one, Gareth. It was called Business Dad of the Year for the Networking Mummies. But I wrote it myself. I felt a bit weird doing it, but it was the organiser pushed me, and I was like, I don't really want to do this. And I thought, well, actually, yes, I do want to do this. Mm. And when I wrote it, I thought, great, because no one would write it the same way I wrote it and knows me as well as me. But yeah, that's...
Brilliant.
To answer the point and get a plug in for my own stuff. Like, I was never missing an opportunity.
As I say, shy and retiring little flower in this curve. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, let's go on to Louise. So, what's your biggest challenge that you're facing in your business at the moment?
Well, actually, I think to tie in quite nicely with the whole podcast workshop theme, I think something that I struggle with, and I know from feedback from a number of my clients, it's quite a common thing for small business owners, particularly when they are sole traders and it's just themselves. It is about the how do you market the business and how do you get word out there? How do you connect with people for them to really understand what it is that you do?
Okay.
And I think for me, particularly because I do offer a very wide range of services, and I think I'm now sort of 3 years into the business, so I want to start focusing in and specialising in certain aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So it's how do I get that word out there? And I think things like looking at podcasting, looking at video blogs, different ways of actually connecting with your audience. Mm-hmm. So I've answered my own question in a way. But
I know. Has anyone else got any kind of top tips?
I think obviously when you are changing direction, I've changed direction a number of times, it's really important to go back to basics and think, especially if you're going niche, because niche is great. It really, really focuses you on your target customer and where you want to be. But I think you need to go right back to the beginning, almost as if you're starting a fresh business, and go back to basics and think, well, who do I want to reach? What am I going to say to them? How am I going to get out there? Obviously, the podcasts are great, but you need to know who your target customer is,
yeah,
and what your niche is going to be. So my clients tend to say, go back to basics and really start from scratch again.
Mm-hmm.
And it does refocus you. And you've done it once already, so you're almost going back and mm-hmm. revisiting,
indeed,
but actually
yeah.
you can focus on that target customer.
Yeah, that's good advice. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's like a lot of things that you don't know where your reach is and who's watching you, and it takes everything that we do takes longer than we expect, and we get very frustrated because we see what everyone else is doing and think, oh, they're achieving X, Y, and Z. But
yeah.
a lot of times it's an illusion. People are telling you how wonderful they are online and Facebook. Let's have it right. So I think it's just be true to that message or what you're trying to achieve and what you're doing. Like I nearly, a few months ago, nearly stopped doing what I was doing because I was getting frustrated. I was seeing what other people were achieving, where they were going. I felt like it wasn't moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a phone call I got from someone else for an event, I was like, wow, and it re-energised me again to carry on because I was very close to packing it in. And since that point, you're almost like dropping seeds around all the time over a period of time, and it takes time for those seeds to
mm-hmm.
germinate and grow and become trees and until you get it out there. It
yeah.
takes a long time to get things sound, but keep being consistent and keep having the same message going out constantly.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd like to add that if you're looking to kind of get to a niche target market and you've got an audience that you're trying to get to, just think about where that audience is actually going to be.
Mm.
So if they're not on, so if it's mainly going to be corporates, LinkedIn could be a good way of doing it. Therefore, you've got articles, you've got vlogs, so you can put links to stuff.
Yeah.
So basically just figure out where your audience is going to be. But yeah, no,
cool.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Nice one.
Excellent.
Kirk, you're up next.
Ooh.
So what's your biggest challenge?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my biggest challenge. I think I've had a lot of challenges. I think I've got to the point where a lot of the challenges that I had have gone. And I know I've got a clear path. I was very confused about where I was.
So you've got a clear goal now.
Yeah, I think I was very confused, didn't know where I was going. And now I know, since I've had a clear path, I think opportunities that I would have missed or overlooked have started to come my way. And I won't go into more, but over the last couple of months, there's loads of opportunities come that I would never have expected to happen. I think the biggest challenge I will experience in going forward is I obviously want to change the perception of dyslexia in the UK, and the biggest challenge will be education.
Mm-hmm.
So I will leave that little one until I get a bit further down the line, because I know I'm going to come up a lot of resistance from the establishment, from people like the British Dyslexia Association, from teachers, because what I'm saying and what I do, I'm flipping it totally on its head.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to, so that's my biggest challenge, is how am I going to get past those.
So has the room got any kind of top tips of how Kirk can approach it or deal with it?
I think with dyslexia or any topic of that nature, if you're trying to educate people as you are, but
yeah.
obviously you're coming up against that buffer,
yeah.
it's also almost presenting them with a balanced view. So I know you do a lot of podcasts. Is it almost worth having two sides of the story? And having, not debates as such, but having different opposing views and different points to actually educate through saying, well, we recognise your viewpoint, but actually, have you considered my viewpoint?
And
that's a good point.
Do you know what? If for nothing else I've come today, that that was really good, because I did a master's degree at 44 and I researched dyslexia, and that taught me how to research in a way that wasn't, conjecture, my own views, my own thoughts, to come with a balanced idea. So actually, I quite like that, and I'm going to go away and I'm going to explore that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Love that. Thank you. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Brilliant. So let's just go around the room and just finish off with how people can find out a little bit more information about you and social media links and that kind of thing. So, Sandra, do you want to go first?
Okay, Woman Who is womanwho.co.uk, Twitter at Woman Who Awards, and also the same for Facebook at Woman Who Awards.
Perfect, that's grand. Louise?
I am completebusinessbureau.co.uk. On LinkedIn, I am Louise Crane. And I have a Facebook page, which is Complete Business Bureau, and on Twitter, at complete_biz.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And Kirk?
Yeah, I normally would list all my sites and everything, but this is dead simple. Just type in Kirk Pickstone, PICKSTONE. I'm the only one in the world. I will come up.
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys. Have a good one.